Monday the 15th of February, Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Nikolsberger Rebbe Shlita, Rabbi Yosef Yechiel Mechel Leibovitz, Simcha in Difficult Times.
My name is Boisai, which is Morid Hasra, which is Kol Kehila Kedisha Adain. Because we are now Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Gemara says, Mishenichnus Adar, Marbin b'simcha. First question, why Mishenichnas Adar Marbin b'simcha? In the beginning of Adar, if it's because the nays that happened by my Mordechai v'Esther, we should start the simcha. Tezvov boy, Yudalet, Purim. Why Mishenichnas Adar? And what is the lotion? Marbim b'simcha. Yarbim b'simcha. Every person individually should try to do the utmost to be Marbim b'simcha. What's the Marbim? A lotion Rabbi. The next question is, okay, so we start Mishenichnas Adar. First day, we have an amount of Simcha, and then we go to the next day, we are Marbe. So it has to continue to be Marbe b'Simcha. Marbin b'Simcha. More and more. You add on. The third day, you have to be more b'Simcha. So when does it stop? It doesn't stop Purim. It doesn't say. Well, we can say it stops Mishenichnas Av. This is what the Gemara says. Kshem Shem Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So it has to go like in a cycle. From Adar till Av, we have to add on more and more Simcha. That comes out that the day before Rosh Chodesh Av, we have to be in the highest level of Simcha. Because we had it on. We've been being Marber. And from then on, we're not in the Simcha. Less and less and less. So it comes out that the day before Rosh Chodesh Adar, we should be mamash drained out. No Simcha Chas V'Shalom. But the question is, how could it be that we should be memad b'simcha when the pasuk says ivdu as Hashem b'simcha? And not only it's a pasuk in Tehillim, we have a pasuk mefarish in the Torah, in Parshas Kisavoy, that the whole Torah comes not because we have done a virus, not because tachas asher lo ibadta Hashem alekechu, that we didn't serve Hashem. No, tachas asher lo yivadta Hashem alekechu besimcha, evetiv leiva of meroif koel. It could be that we did everything accordingly, but one thing was missing: the besimcha evetiv leiva of meroif koel. It's gevaldik sashrek. So, who gives us the heter to reduce simcha when we should be always with Simcha? How could Chmeinzel say Mema'atin b'Simcha? So, there's an alter word from Tzadikim, Yesh Amrim b'Shem Achoyze from Lublin, Yesh Amrim b'Shem Rebbe Rebure from Mezhebesh, that Mema'atin b'Simcha Chaz V'Sholem to say that the Simcha should be Nismat. Mema'atin, we can reduce all the tzores and all the dinim and all the agnes nefesh, all the problems and all the averas through simcha. And marbin b'simcha means that we can be marbe kol toiv again through simcha. So with this taich, it comes out God that there is no, never a day that we should be mimat chas v'sholim in etzem ha-simcha. Simcha has to be continuously and to be marvim b'simcha. Endless. Now, the question is, how could we put it in our daily life to be always b'simcha and not to be b'simcha, to be marvim b'simcha, especially in difficult times? This question was asked by my great Zayde, the Rebbe of Shmelke of Nicholasburg, when he came with his brother, the great Gaon Pinchas from Frankfurt, the Baal HaFlu upon the Yofus, when they came to the first time to the great Maggid of Mezrich. Well, they were booked b'shasip b'poiskim, and all the questions that they had in Kol HaShas Kuloi, they had answers. But on one particular Mamar Chazal, they couldn't find an answer. Which Mamar? There's a Mishnah Masech the Bruchas, Kishem Shemavorech, Allah Toive, Kach Mavorech, Allah Chai Vodim Lavorech, Allah Toive, Kishem Shemavorech, Allah. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that we say the same bracha? It's different. Ba'atoyve we say ha'toyve ha'maitiv. In Chazushulim Zonish Tugashain, when it comes to Lo'elayne, it's the worst thing. We say Dayan O'Emes. It's a different bracha. How could you say the same bracha? So the Gemara says, nah, the pshat is nisht, the same nusach ha'bracha, the same feeling. The kabilai besimcha, mekabelzan, whatever it comes to be mekabel besimcha. And this question they couldn't answer. These gedolei olam, they didn't have an answer on that. How is it possible in metzias, if a person has chas v'shalom a big tzora lo'elayni, that he should make the brocha dayan u'emes with mamash the same level of simcha as when he has the best thing in the world, Atayva Ametiv. And he asks the great rabbi of the Rebbe of the Maggid of Mezrich, he told him, if you want an answer, please step in the shul. There is our Talmud, Rebbe Zusha, and he'll give you an answer. So they went to the Mizrmant and looked for Rebbe Zusha. And there was only one Reb Zusha in the shul, but he was not standing in the Mizrach, he was standing in Marev, zwischen der Orche Parchanikis. So, people told him, if you're looking for Reb Zusha, he's there. They come there and they see a Yidl, with alte tzeris and a kleider, an alte hit that it was from a shellach seiten, and he was a person that nobody had to ask if he had ate this day, because it was nikar on him that he didn't eat a few days already. And they come to him, Reb Zusha, the Maggid sent us to ask you a kasha. To me, who am I? Zusha can explain him. But again, the Rebbe told us to ask you, so. Nu, was it the kasha? So they told him the kasha. He opens his eyes, big eyes, says, I can't understand why the Rebbe sent you to me to ask this kasha. Because I never experienced a bad day in my life. I never had anything bad to go into it, to feel how I should react. Every second in my life is so good, Hashem blesses me. So, they didn't have to hear anything more. They looked at the matzah, a yid that doesn't have a geherige bekeche, that doesn't have nothing to eat, no dachibin kov, nothing. And he says that he never experienced a bad time in his life, so they saw that it's possible. It must be possible to be always the simcha. Now, the question is, how? Especially these days, when so many people suffer loyalini, Gesundheit, and the recession, and so many things, it's a whole list of tzores. How could a person still be besimcha, in, especially now, to be mekayim the marbim besimcha? Just today, when we read the Hallel, and we said the bracha, shekitzonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu Hashem, sanctifying us and commanded us, likroy es ha'halel, sivoni likroy es ha'halel. I was thinking, what's the pshat? Hashem commands us that we should praise Him. How would it look in eyes of a person that somebody should tell anybody else, oh, you must praise me? What kind of covet is it? Like even, let's say, the biggest Baal Tzedakah would say, okay, I'm going to give Tzedakah, but everybody has to praise me. It would be very ugly in everybody's eyes. So what's the pshat that we say, but Tzivonu Likroy Es HaHalel? It should come from our heart. Not Hashem should have to command us to be Mehalel as Hashem. But we find in the Gemara in Sechta Brochas about Rebbe Akiva that used to say every time, Kol ma da obed rechmona letavov. Everything that Hashem does, it must be only for the good. We find another Tana, Nochemish Gamzu, he used to say, Gam zu l'tayu. Well, it looks like bad, but it's also good. What's the difference between these two lashonos? So, if we see that the miser, what happened with Rebbe Akiva, the Gemara says like this: Tonu mishmai de Rebbe Akiva le'oylom yehai odom rogi loymer. A person should be rogil to say kol da ovid rachmona letav ovid, and Rebbe Akiva himself had this experience that once he came to a town and he wanted to find a place where to stay. Nobody wanted to take him in their house. The gewaldige getan of Rebbe Akiva, nobody wants him in the house. He could feel so zeklapt and so zebrachen, and he would say, why Hashem? How come there's no kvada teire? What's going on? No achnosis orachem. He would criticize. He could criticize the whole town, and the Rechmon and Islam say the bad words about him. What did he say? Of the Rechmon, without a bereira, he went in the midbar outside of the town and slept over there. He had with him a chicken to wake him up for chatzos. He had a donkey to take him from place to place, and he had a candle. So he didn't want to sleep in the dark, so he lit the candle. No. And just as he lit the candle, comes the wind and extinguishes. The Q said, oh, not enough trouble. Nobody wanted me to take into their house. And now just a little light that I need. No, says, something has to be cooking over here, something good. After a few minutes, also Shunra, Ochel the Tanagoyla. A cat comes and eats up the Tanagoyla. Oy, gewalt! This is the only thing that I have. The Tanagoyla, the Chamoyer. Why, Hashem? He could ask so many questions. And then, it's finished with the Tanagoyla. Also, Arya, a lion, comes out. Ochel the Chamra! So his mamash left with nothing. What's his reaction? No questions asked. Call the over the Chmona the Tav. What happened that night? Also Geiser. They came a whole bunch of soldiers from there. And they killed and took in prison all the people that were in town. So nobody was left. So he found out about it. He told the Talmidim later, Oman lehu, lav amre lehu, didn't I tell you, kol ma sho'isa kodesh baruch hu hakol l'tayla? So, it came out that all these bad things, even though they were bad, that nobody wanted them in the house, but if he would be there, he would be also or killed or taken to prison. And the other three things, if the candle would be lit and the chicken would make noise and the hammer would make noise, so they would hear and they would come after him as well. Now, he was he was saved. So what's the pshat? Rebbe Akiva says that we have to say Kol Mado V'Rechmon Azot. Why is it enough to think Kol Mado V'Rechmon Azot? Lo'yum Yayodim Rogin Lo'ymar. I saw in Ben Ishchai that he says it's not enough just to think about it. We have to say it. And once we say it, we express ourselves. That means that we really believe that Hashem only wants our good. And that's the truth. So once we say it, that is mamshech, that we should see the Teva that came out. But if we don't say it, then sometimes we don't have the zechus to see it. Even though it is good, but we don't see it. So because he said it, that's how he found out about the story, what happened. If he wouldn't say Kol Mado V'Rechmon Azot, he would leave that place without knowing what the Teva was. Anyways, so it's an Indian that we should say it. So by saying that Kol Mado V'Rechmon Azot, this is being Moshech, that the Teva should be recognized by us. So I thought maybe this is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivanu Likroyes HaHalel, not because he needs our praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our praise. He's not looking for the covet from us. No, he gives us a segula. I know that you're suffering. You're going through so much. But I really mean it l'tayv. So I want you to praise me. With praising, with saying aloud, Kol Mado V'Rechmon Azot, and Hallelujah, Hallelujah Hashem. The more you say it, the more you're going to be zoicha to see the Teva. So, let's go now to the other part of Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem said, Gamzu the Teva, you could touch it, Gamzu the Teva, it's also good. I don't know what, man, it's also good. No, the pshat is, it's more than Rebbe Akiva said. Rebbe Akiva says that what Hashem does now, even though now, right now, it's bad, but these three things that happened with him, or four things, was mamash bad. You can't say it was good, but it was hachone l'toyve, that it should come out good. So later on he found out what the toyve was, because of these four bad things that happened to him. Nochem Ish Gamzu had such a emunah and said, Hashem is so good. As we know, that the whole union of creation of the whole world was because HaKadosh Baruch is Bala Chesed. Hashem Ha'atov. A person who is good cannot sit still just being there. Okay, I'm a good person. He is looking for whom he can express his kindness and his goodness. So Hashem needed people, not because he needs us, because he wants to express his goodness and kindness. That's why, because Hashem is a toif, b'hameitif. So the whole union of creation was meant just to be toif imaitif, to do good. And it's more that we believe this, especially Am Yisrael, the chosen people, B'nai Kail Choy, the more we believe it, be'emes, that Hashem only wants the best for us. So Nochem Shgamze says, it's not only a hachana, a preparation for something good that will come out of it. Zu l'tayve. This eitzim thing that we accept it and we look at it as the worst thing, zu l'tayve. This is good. But he added on gam. What is gam? Gam is always a ribu. A ribu means that it's more than a regular toiva. And what happened by Nochem Shgamze? With the story that he went to the Melech to be mevatel the gezeira, and he had a whole valise filled with diamonds, avonim toivas, to bring a gift for the Melech. And on the way, somebody exchanged it and put in sand. Another person would say, Oy Gewalt, look, Hashem, I want to do good. I'm a shliach from Klal Yisrael to the Melech, to be mevatel the gezeira on your children. I want to help. I try to do everything. Is this what I deserve? That people should take away all the avonim toivas? And this sand filled, and what another person would do, he would turn around and go back to the Kehillah and say, I give up. It looks like Hashem doesn't want to be Mevatel the Gezeira. And everybody would ask questions, why is Hashem, why can't Hashem decide that we should be open? Nochem Shgamze said, I believe that not only that this will be something, a toiva that will be later. Gam zul the toiva. This sand, as you look at it, this sand is good. And not plain good, it's exceptionally good. More than avonim toivas. So what turned out? That when the Melech was mamash angry, how come the Jewish people sent to me sand? They want to make litzonos for me? And Imam Shi wanted to give out a new decree to kill the whole Kehillah. And then he found out that this sand is not plain sand. This is something special. Sand from Avraham Avinu that could fight for you to be like the biggest ammunition to conquer all your sonim. And he tried it, and he found out that is so. The Melech got in such a spiral and told Nochem, something like this, there's no such thing in the whole world. So this is unique. This is more than all the diamonds in the world. So it turned out that the Ra that we thought that was Ra, that was Gamzu the Toivah. It was more and more than any Toivah. More than the diamonds. We don't need to go further than any parents that are trying to be mechanech their children. And every father and mother wants only the best for their children. Only the best. But we can see it in our daily life how children don't understand the seichel of their father and mother, and when they restrict them, don't do this or do this, and the child wants completely to be different or to do different, say, why are you so bad to me? Why don't you let me do this? Why do you restrict me from this? Why do you give me limitations? They don't understand that the father and mother means only the toive of the children. Because it's a difference from the seichel from a young child to a grown-up. When this same child grows up and he becomes a parent, he becomes a father, or the girl becomes a mother, and they say the same things to their children, now they start to understand, oh, when I was a child, I didn't understand my parents, but now I understand. So if in this small little difference between children and parents, we see that sometimes children don't understand that everything that their parents want from them is only for the best, no. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem only wants the best of us. Sometimes we don't understand it. But whatever it happens, if we're going to say, Kamzu Netoive, Kolmadov, Dechmon, Retavov, Hashem will show us the Toive of it. And no matter what kind of problem or difficult time we go through, we see mamash miracles happening, or in this stage of Madovid Rechman Rutavovit, or in the other stage of Gamzul Taiv. Besides that, the Indian from Simcha, to be happy, doesn't have to do with the circumstances. You know, some people say, if I would be a rich man, I would be happy. Now that I'm poor, I can't be happy. It's impossible. That's not Amos. Why? Because we see so many rich people, and they are so depressed. Rahman al-Islam. So what happened? They have money. Why are they depressed? And on the other hand, somebody would say, oh, if I would be poor, I wouldn't take it. It's not them. We see poor people and they're very happy. So it's not connected one with the other. It's a fantasy. It's a thing that, an illusion. It's not them. Bahoraya, a person who has nothing. Nothing. But let's say, at the same time, when he's in the worst situation, he remembers and reminds himself of a very happy occasion that he had, and he closes his eyes and he relives it. You can see a smile on his face. He lights up and he's happy. What happened? 2 minutes before you were so depressed, and now you're happy. What happened? You won the lottery? No. Because now he reminded himself of some happy things that happened to him. So you see that you can be happy in any situation. Now, the inyan of marbin besimcha, but the gezeira of Haman, that laharig la'abed, lahashmin laharig la'abed, kol ha'yehidim, we don't need worse than that. And Klal Yisrael was so tziklapt. We're not talking about pidyon shvuyim, that if you pay so much money, you could be poydus aspach. No. L'hashmid, l'harig, l'abuz, kol yudim. They want to kill every single yid. Chmon al-Islam. That was the worst. Mordechai knew everything. He knew that Hashem is Toiv Meitiv. And even though it's not enough about the Gezeirah that Mamush gave him such a clap in the heart that we're in such a skona. What happened? That Klal Yisrael blamed Mordechai that the whole Gezeira came just because of him, because Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishnachava. If he wouldn't be so frum, then it wouldn't be such a Gezeira. And everybody blamed him, Mordechai. So wherever he was walking, or in every shul that he came, oh, here comes the person that brought on us this Gezeira. So Mordechai could be so heartbroken and ask Hashem, why do they blame me? I'm just trying to be a Yid. I'm a Jew. I can't bow to Aboy the Zohar. Mordechai didn't ask no questions. He knew that Hashem, Beroy Brachma Vafasodov, won't let this Gezeira come to Poyo. And as he sent to Esther, Kim Achreishtach Rishin, I'm trying to make you the shliach. But if you were going to be quiet, I don't have no questions. I have no doubts that Hashem will help us all. Okay, I have to stop now, but I'll just conclude just one word, entire word. There is a story about Nebuchadnezzar. When he saw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah coming out from Kibshan Oesh, and everybody couldn't believe it, and he started to praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aso yikamu ravrevin, vesimo yikamu takivin. What we see here in front of our eyes, something special, something that's unbelievable. And he started to phrase, the Gemara says, that if he would continue, he would put Dovid HaMelech, Ne'im Zemiris Yisru, into a dark shade. Why? Because he started to praise so much Hashem that his praises would overgrow Dovid HaMelech's praises. Bo Malach, the Sotereb. Comes a Malach and gives them a patch. So it shouldn't come out that David HaMelech didn't have this madrega of Nebuchadnezzar Erosha. So the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a choice for every person. If you want to be good, you can be good. Even the biggest Rosha, like Nebuchadnezzar, if you want to do tshuva, if you want to do good, if you want to praise Hashem, he has the choice. How come the Ramallah comes and stops him? No, you can't, because you're putting the HaMelech down. That's not right. So there's a gewaltige lot of the Kotzke. The Malach didn't stop him. The Malach didn't tell him, okay, stop saying your praises. The Malach just gave him a patch. Why? Hey, come on, you wise guy. Until now, you did the worst thing. You were the Chorban Beis HaMikdash and everything. And now, because you're sitting here with your crown on your head, you have everything. Everything is going your way. And now you see such a gewaltige oisus and moivsim that these people came out from Kibshon Aish. Oh, you start praise Hashem, and you're saying whatever comes to your mouth, on your heart. So you think that you're growing over higher than Dovid HaMelech. You know, there's a big difference. Dovid HaMelech said, Chesed u'mishpat oshiru l'Hashem. Whatever Hashem does to me, if it's kindness or if it's mishpat, if it's midas adin, if Hashem gives me a patch, oshiru l'Hashem. I'm singing to Hashem, I praise Hashem. This was the life of Dovid HaMelech. Even though his Shmir Sholem HaMelech wanted to kill him. His son of Sholem wanted to kill him. Mizmoyer LeDovid, Bevorchem HaSholem HaMelech. This is Dovid HaMelech. Now let's see, I'm going to give you a patch. No? Would you still continue to praise Hashem? No, he stopped. Okay, so now was Mizgala HaDovid, that the whole thing was a bluff. It didn't mean Hashem. Everything goes on your way, your praise. No, the Hebrew should be Martin Besimcha. Let's not let's soken Samach Mem Yetzer Hara to put us down. Let's all say that Hashem is good, Hashem is toiv v'maitiv, and we will marbe v'simcha every day more and more, and we will see the simchas coming, and we'll zoiche to be zoiche for all the yeshivas, for all the Yisroel, for everybody, v'chval v'frat, v'bi'es m'shit tzidkaini, v'mhaire v'mayni.